This is a message for members of Thrive and Financial for Lutherans. Thrive and Financial will match 50 cents on each dollar you donate to Lutheran Public Radio, up to $300. So if you donate $300 to Lutheran Public Radio, Thrivent will send us an additional check for $150. For more information, look for the Thrivent Giving Plus gift form under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Make your gift to us go further with Thrivent Giving Plus.
All right, it's time to play Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites. We'll play through them, and then you get to vote for which one is Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own, but when you call or email, let us know who you are, which one you're voting for, and why. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number one. It's Pastor Stephen Parks on that word alone.
That word alone there is really, really important, and that's because the Reformation was a movement about sufficiency. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that the Roman Catholic Church in the 16th century and Luther's opponents were not teaching that Scripture was unimportant or teaching that it was unnecessary, but they were teaching that it was insufficient. And in distinction to that, Luther was teaching that Scripture was sufficient. What God says is enough to accomplish His purposes. The same thing with grace. The Roman Catholic Church wasn't teaching that grace wasn't important or that it wasn't even necessary. They were simply teaching that it wasn't sufficient. The same thing with faith, the same thing with the work of Christ himself, and so on. The bottom line is that when it comes to the Reformation, we affirm the alones because we affirm the sufficiency of Scripture, the sufficiency of faith, the sufficiency of grace, and above all, the sufficiency of Christ our Savior.
Should it be Soundbite of the Week? 1-877-623-MY-IE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Soundbite number two, Dr. Scott Murray on what's wrong with law, gospel, law, sermons.
The problem is that it treats the gospel as a means to another end instead of an end in itself. And the means to the other end is this sort of pie-in-the-sky earthly obedience that people will give to God, as though the goal of the life, teaching, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is that we would all be nice and better people. Well, in fact, we're lousy sinners, and we need the mercy of God. And that's what the gospel continually has to bring us back to. I think the kind of preaching you're thinking about, what's generally called salad sermons, let us do this and let us do that at the end. And I've heard a fair amount of that preaching, not recently, but in younger days. And what it is you walk into church with a great expectation of joy and peace in the Lord, and you go out on your belly, I mean, because you get beaten down. What preachers don't understand is that diet of lettuce at the end is the law, and it does accuse and put to death.
That's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Carl Beckwith. Why a generic God simply won't do?
One of the questions that I ask in my class to my students is, tell me who God is. Who do you say that God is? And as they begin to describe God to me, it never fails that they start to say such things as, God is omnipotent, God is omniscient, he's sovereign. And I'll let them go for a little while, and I'll get a whole list on the board. And then I turn to them and I say, who would not be able to sign off on that description of God? Because if we're only going to list God's attributes, then certainly a Christian can look at that and say, well, certainly that's who God is, but so can a Jew, so can a Muslim. You sort of protect yourself if all you want to talk about are the attributes of God. But if you want to get to the heart of things and you want to get at what really matters, you have to talk about Jesus Christ, and you specifically have to talk about the cross. That's something that no culture is going to warm up to. And quite honestly, the same goes for the way that we worship and the hymns that we sing. If that is a hymn that's a generic hymn to some generic deity, you're wasting your time. If you're not confessing Christ and Him crucified, you're not getting to the heart of the matter, and you're not getting at what really ultimately matters.
Well, that's soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the week? Call 1-877-623-MY-IE or email talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote. Why we say smartest listeners in radio. Herman's listening in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
When you quoted the Apostle Paul dealing with what would be called in our parlance today gospel reductionism, and Luther gets accused of this too, and it would be seen that the real distinction here is between the external work of Christ on the cross and forensic justification by his merit and action and declaration versus what becomes then, in contrast to that, an attempt to divinize or grace an internal antinomian subjective solipsism of whatever you want to do is considered an urge of God, and it's divine by innate being and what it is, sort of that this would seem to be quite the contrast between the person's own internal zeitgeist and the external work of Christ.
Thank you very much, Herman. Pastor Parks?
Boy, you know, you often say that you have the smartest listeners in radio. I think there's a perfect example of that. I'm not sure I understood half of what he said there.
I don't know. It made perfect sense to me. Should it be Soundbite of the Week? Should it be Pastor Stephen Parks on The Word Alone? Dr. Scott Murray on What's Wrong with Law, Gospel, Law Sermons? Dr. Carl Beckwith on Why a Generic God Simply Won't Do? Or Soundbite number 4, Why We Say Smartest Listeners in Radio? Call and vote now. This break is a great time to call and vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Listeners with the best reason for their vote will get an LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-MY-IE. That bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or you can Twitter us with your vote at IssuesETC. When you Twitter us, make sure you tell us who you are, where you listen, along with your vote as well. Time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 23rd of October.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
If you're interested in hanging around with a bunch of powerful men that further one another's careers, I guess you could meet Fred and Barney down at the Loyal Order of Water Buffalo. Stress is your problem, and those 40, 50 hours a week are killing you, and that cubicle's driving you nuts. Perhaps you should buy Joel Osteen's book and read it. If you're interested in Lutheran doctrine and practice and how we can spread that to our communities, check us out, Brothers of John the Steadfast, www.steadfastlutherans.com.
The leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. Stay informed. Read the new broadcast transcripts on this subject. You'll find them at the top of the on-demand page at issuesetc.org. These transcripts are a must-read for every layperson and pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand.
No Synodocrats allowed. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
You're invited this summer to an exploration and study tour of the lives of Martin Luther and J.S. Bach. This tour of Germany will be led by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Matt Phillips of Concordia University, Nebraska. See where Luther and Bach were born, lived, worked, and died. For more information on a tour of Germany, June 1st through the 10th, call area code 402-643-7444 or send an email to matthew.phillips@cune.edu.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
We're playing Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, October the 23rd, here on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter your votes to us at IssuesETC via Twitter. Steve is calling from St. Louis. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
All right. If it wasn't for number 4, I'd vote for number 1, but I'm going to go for number 4.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, it's somewhat self-serving to say you have the smartest listeners in radio, because I count myself among that. But more importantly, what it does is, you know, even though I still have no idea what Herman said, and someone a lot smarter probably could explain it to me, but it reflects the fact that you can raise the level of discussion to this high of level, and you don't have to worry about dumbing down the content for the audience.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice. You know, they tell you in communications you always got to aim just like one notch above your audience. Never talk lower to them. And, I mean, Herman was notches above me. But, you know, Herman is one of when we say smartest listeners in radio, it's not just people like Herman who can really articulate their intellect. It's the body of our listeners. Thank you very much. So that's one vote for soundbite number four. This one comes from, let's see, this email from Dana in Corona, Indiana. I vote for soundbite number two, Dr. Scott Murray. I like the comparison between a sermon ending with the law, like salad, let us. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. The law only kills. If people are left with only the law, they are left with death, not life. Well put. Well put, Dana. Thank you very much for listening in Corona. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This is a vote for soundbite number three from Paul in San Mateo, California. He says, most people are fine with a generic deity that they can make their own in their own image, but specific God who reveals his name, demands certain things, and has certain unalterable attributes rankles people's sensibilities. Christians should never preach the unknown God, but the great I Am who became incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. The true God is much more than just the dictionary definition of the word God. Very well. Here's a vote for soundbite number one. Kevin in Indiana says, I feel better that Pastor Parks admitted that he did not understand all that Herman was saying in number four, for he is surely one of the smartest listeners in radio. My vote is for soundbite number one. I also liked three because both of them clearly state that Jesus and his saving work are the most important thing for us sinners. One, though, and its attachment to the Reformation and the message of the Reformers makes it the best soundbite for me this week as we prepare to commemorate the Reformation. A vote via Twitter from S.M. Wadsworth in Tennessee. I pick number one. Pastor Park speaks words of peace and comfort. Another Twitter from Skeller. I vote for soundbite number four. Many of us are just smartest because we listen. Others can use lots of big words and win bundle packs. Put her on the list. All right. Dan from North Dakota says, my vote is for Dr. Scott Murray. It reminds me of the talk I keep hearing about living out the gospel, where the end of the gospel is merely the third use of the law. People eat it up like candy because Jesus needs them instead of them needing Jesus. The preacher may not state it so blatantly, but that is the effect. It's a system of law where the old Adam doesn't have to die. Preach to me a law that kills my old Adam and a gospel that brings the new man to life, and then I shall live by faith, says Dan in North Dakota. Daniel in Iowa City, Iowa says, since this show is so good at proclaiming the truth, soundbite number four would be appropriate. Thank you very much, Daniel. Nathan in Minneapolis emails us. He says, I pick Dr. Carl Beckwith. That would be soundbite number three. All the soundbites are good, but I think in the age in which we live, Beckwith is the one Christians need to hear the most. Thank you very much, Nathan. Thanks for listening in Minneapolis. There's still time for your vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org. or Twitter them at IssuesETC. This vote comes from Jason in Hutchinson, Minnesota. I vote for number three, Dr. Beckwith, on getting to the heart of the matter, Christ and Him crucified. It was a welcome reminder to keep the uniquely Christian gospel, the only truly good news of my Savior, uppermost in my mind as I struggle through the problems of this life and the weaknesses of my own flesh. Jason, thank you very much for your vote as well. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Byron says, my vote, soundbite number two, Dr. Scott Murray. There's nothing more important than the proper preaching of the law and gospel. It is life of death for the person in the pew looking for Christ. Thank you very much for that vote as well. Dan in Columbus, Ohio votes. He says, Dr. Murray is one of my favorite teachers, and his quote is a good one. I would like to add that pastors who do the law, gospel, law sermon often end up dropping the first law section, squeezing the gospel into one or two sentences, and then expanding into quote-unquote application sermons, which, as Pastor Murray says, does leave us on our belly. But my vote is for Dr. Carl Beckwith, because we attribute things to Christianity that aren't really Christian. Marie Osmond, a Mormon, just inked a deal with a quote-unquote Christian music producer. What you believe in and who we believe in matters. Thank you very much for that vote. Now, I want to hear from you, because we still have just a few minutes before we announce the winner. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is the Lutheran Study Bible. This is a resource that your family needs. I can say that quite honestly. Because in this resource, you have something for everyone in the family. Do you want to do family devotions? You will find everything you need right there in the pages of the Lutheran Study Bible. Believe it or not, it's there. Do you want to do in-depth study into a passage for Bible study, either corporate or personal? It's there too. Find out more about the Lutheran Study Bible by going to our website, issuesetc.org. It's right there on the homepage. And if you click the cover, you'll get a link right to more information at Concordia Publishing House, or you can call them toll-free, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Soundbite number 3, Dr. Carl Beckwith, on why a generic God simply won't do.
One of the questions that I ask in my class to my students is, tell me who God is. Who do you say that God is? And as they begin to describe God to me, it never fails that they start to say such things as, God is omnipotent, God is omniscient, he's sovereign. And I'll let them go for a little while, and I'll get a whole list on the board. And then I turn to them and I say, who would not be able to sign off on that description of God? Because if we're only going to list God's attributes, then certainly a Christian can look at that and say, well, certainly that's who God is, but so can a Jew, so can a Muslim. You sort of protect yourself if all you want to talk about are the attributes of God. But if you want to get to the heart of things and you want to get at what really matters, you have to talk about Jesus Christ, and you specifically have to talk about the cross. That's something that no culture is going to warm up to. And quite honestly, the same goes for the way that we worship and the hymns that we sing. If that is a hymn that's a generic hymn to some generic deity, you're wasting your time. If you're not confessing Christ and Him crucified, you're not getting to the heart of the matter, and you're not getting at what really ultimately matters.
That's Soundbite number 3, the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week, Dr. Carl Beckwith, on why a generic God simply won't do. Okay, the bundle package this week, I think, will go to one of our Twitter voters, S. Keller. You know who you are, and I would suggest you probably email us with your contact information and your shirt size, too. If a small medium, I'm just say here, a medium that is rather small doesn't fit you, you might have to wait a couple weeks, because the new I Have Issues t-shirts are coming in. We'll have larger sizes there. But send us your shirt size and your contact information. We'll send out the LPR bundle package to S. Keller. In the second hour of the program, we'll talk first about James of Jerusalem. Dr. Peter Scheer will be our guest for just a few minutes there at the beginning. The church remembers James of Jerusalem. Is he James the brother of John? Is he James the brother of Jesus? Is he that other James mentioned in the New Testament? Well, we'll find out on the other side of the break. Then, Dr. Lawrence White is going to join us to conclude our five-part daily series on the 16th century Reformation and its theology. Today, we're going to talk about the Reformation today, because the Reformation isn't a past event only. Certainly is history. But it's also the present, it's also the future. What did the Reformers mean when they said, always reforming, always reforming? Dr. Lawrence White will answer that question for us in about 20 minutes here on Issues Etc. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can always Twitter us with questions or comments in hour 2 at IssuesETC. Monday on the program, we're going to study the Reformation hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest. That's the day after Reformation Sunday observed, you know. We'll also talk with Dr. Mike Horton about the gospel-driven life. That's Monday on Issues Etc. It's true, a generic God simply won't do. A generic God may have all the attributes, but if this is a God that can be presented to you, prayed to, sung to, preached, without mentioning Jesus, and he still makes just as much sense as a God, it's not the true God. It may be the God of the Muslim, it may be the God of the Jew, it may be the God of your own imagination. But a God that can be revealed to you without the explicit proclamation of Jesus in human flesh, living for you, dying for you, and rising again for your salvation, isn't the true God. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is straight ahead.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.